Chapter 17.
Well, the element of surprise is out of the question now.
Ira shrugged and pulled a longsword from its sheath.
Guess it's time to do this the old-fashioned way.
I guess so. I agreed as I yanked my sword from my hip. The redhead let out a war cry, and she charged forward with Svas in the air right behind her. Even in such a tense situation, I couldn't help but think about how sexy she was when she went into battle. I released a war cry as I ran toward the giants too, and I could hear Kaas and Asta running just behind me. The ice was slick, but we kept our footing well enough, though we weren't moving as quickly as we usually would. The frost giants were headed right toward us too, and all five of them locked their eyes on Ira since she was ahead of the rest of us. The men stepped forward and tried to swing at the redhead, but she wasn't stupid, and she used the ice to her advantage. Ira slid underneath the giants and through their legs to land on the other side of them. One of them let out a confused groan as he spun round, but Ira was quick, and she swung high to try and catch the side of his head with her sword. These guys were huge, though, and they were quick, too. The frost giant grabbed Ira's sword, and her blade barely punctured his terribly thick blue skin. But I couldn't focus on Ira right then. I was nearly head-to-head with one of the bastards. The ugly motherfucker had his axe lifted above his head, and he brought it down with a ferocity I'd never seen in an opponent before. I ducked and came up to the right of him so I could bring my sword down on his arm, but as ugly as the asshole was, he wasn't stupid. He spun out of the way just as my sword swung downward, and instead of hitting his arm, my blade collided with the ice below us, and chunks of the frozen liquid flew up into the air. Before I could regain my footing, the man was on me, and he lifted his huge foot and kicked me square in the chest, so I went flying into the room with all the eggs. Shite, I growled as I stood up. Ira was already locked in battle with the other frost giant in the room, but Kaas and Asta were still in the hallway, thankfully, although they had another man out there with them, so it was 3 against 2. Which only made me worry that much more. These arseholes clearly didn't care about harming the eggs. They were attacking with full force, which meant Ira and I were limited in what we could do, since we didn't want to put the eggs in danger. Blah let out a huge fire blast at the man before he could reach me again, and I took that opportunity to flip my sword in my hand so I could send it flying like a spear. My blade hit the guy in the chest, but it didn't dig all the way in, and though I willed it to extend, he ripped it out just as it lengthened. Fuck! I breathed, and I stood up and held my hand out.
Looking for this?
The man snarled as he held up my weapon. Blah breathed a blue flame into my palm, and my sword disappeared from the frost giant's hand, only to reappear in mine. The giant's eyes went wide as he looked at his now empty hand, but that only seemed to make him angrier, and his face twisted as he turned to me once more with his yellow teeth bared.
I know you aren't what you look like. Whatever, whoever you are, you fucked with the wrong giant.
I highly doubt that, I said, and I propelled myself forward with a massive leap as I reared my blade back over my shoulder. The man ran toward me too, but I was faster than he was, and I was trying my best to keep him out of the room with the eggs. A crash sounded behind me, but I had to force myself to keep looking straight ahead. Ira was perfectly capable of taking care of herself, and I knew she'd do her best to make sure the eggs didn't get hurt. The frost giant lifted his sword to try and counter my attack, but Blah let out a massive fireball over my shoulder, and the man instinctively pulled his hands up to cover his face. His head was blocked by his sword, but his shoulder was open, so I came down on the bone with as much force as I could muster, and my blade dug deep into his flesh.
Ah, fuck!
The man screeched through clenched teeth, and he pulled down on his sword to try and catch me while I was close to him. I was quick, though, and I yanked my sword out of his shoulder and jumped to the side just in time to avoid his massive blow. His blade hit the ice hard, and even with his messed-up shoulder, he managed to muster up quite a bit of strength. The ice below us cracked loudly from the force of his swing, and I felt lucky it had been the ice and not my skull.
Damn it,
I breathed as the eggs shook on the shelves. This bastard was going to break all of the eggs if he wasn't careful. I needed to take him out, and fast. I wondered why he'd be so incredibly careless since these eggs were for the Elf King, and I presumed they'd be making a profit off them. It didn't exactly serve them well to break their merchandise. Then again, this guy didn't seem like the sharpest tool in the blacksmith's forge, so I doubted he was even considering the repercussions of his actions. The giant yanked on his blade, only to realize it was stuck in the floor, and once I saw that, I readjusted my own sword and swung low. My blade caught him in the back of the knees, and even though it didn't completely go through his skin, it cut through his muscles and tendons, and he fell to the ground as blood pooled around his legs. His sword was still stuck in the ice next to him, but he was too busy screaming in pain to notice. I glanced back to the tunnel outside the cavern, and Sarkas and Asta were still caught in battle with the three giants out there, so I quickly grabbed my sword and slammed it into the frost giant's head, where he writhed on the ground. The man's eyes bulged out for just a second, and then his body went limp as warm blood pooled on the cold ice. I pulled my sword from his skull, and then I ran toward Kaas and Asta. The two of them were holding their own against the three giants by working together, with each other and the dragons, and I was proud of their efforts. Still, I wasn't going to have them take on three opponents without some help, so I ran over to the group with my sword raised. I swung wide at the frost giant in the middle, and the other two branched off to attack Kaas and Asta. The giant was quick, and he must have sensed me coming, because he dove forward and came up to look at me with a terrible snarl on his face.
"Ugh, your son of a bitch!"
he said when he looked behind me and saw his buddy dead on the ground.
"Yes, that's me." I grinned and reared my sword back again.
"I'll kill you!"
the man roared as he ran toward me with his axe at the ready. Because of his size, he wasn't very fast, and I easily stepped to the side to avoid his monstrous body, so his momentum carried him forward onto the ice. Unfortunately, he landed in the room with the eggs, and I gritted my teeth as I tried to stay out of the cavern and lure him back into the hallway. Ira was still locked in battle with the other giant, but I could see he was bleeding from several wounds, so I knew it wouldn't be too much longer before the redhead took him out for good.
"Come and get me, you asshole!" I taunted, as a way to get him back into the tunnel and out of the cavern where the eggs were. The huge giant let out a war cry and pulled a dagger off his hip to throw it at me. I stepped to the side to dodge the blade, but that was all part of his plan, and as soon as he threw the dagger, he took off running toward me. I barely regained my composure from dodging his blade, and then he was right in front of me. He swung at me with his axe, and I nearly slipped on the ice since I was off balance from dodging the dagger a few seconds before. I held my sword up to block his axe, and the man snarled and pushed down even further so his face was just inches from mine.
"Whatever you are, you're going to pay for killing my brother."
"Oh, so being a sick fuck runs in the family, eh?" I grunted as I held my blade steady against the force of his mighty arms. The man sneered again, and he pushed down with his axe even harder, but I was ready for him, and I waited until just the right second to push up with my blade and send him skidding back a few feet. The man wasted no time, though, and he immediately charged at me again. Thankfully, Blah had my back, and the little dragon released a monstrous fireball at the guy, so he lost his footing and slammed into the wall. I worried the impact had sent some of the eggs flying, but I couldn't concern myself with that right then. This was my opportunity to finish this asshole off. Before he could regain his composure, I swung my sword and caught him across the chest. My weapon was powerful, but his skin was thick, so the blade only dug in an inch or so. The giant screamed out in pain, but I just yanked my sword back and immediately swung it again. I caught him on the first laceration, and this time my sword dug deep and punctured a lung. Blood poured out from his wounds, and he leaned his head back against the ice wall as the red liquid leaked from his mouth down to his neck and chest. I heard another loud thud just after I delivered one final blow to the son of a bitch, and I glanced into the ice cavern
to see the giant Ira had been fighting fall to the ground.
Shite!
She breathed, and she looked up at me. The redhead was covered in blood, but from her grin I knew it was the giant's blood and not her own. I glanced back to Cass and Asta behind me, and saw the two of them had managed to take out their giants as well, and it looked like the little dragons had helped a great deal, judging from the burn marks on the assholes. Everybody okay?
We're fine,
Cass assured me. She had blood splatter across her tunic and face, but I didn't see any open wounds on her.
Yes, we're okay.
Asta smiled, but I saw her put her hand behind her back. Asta, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Let me see your arm, I commanded, and I walked over to her.
It's just a tiny little cut,
she said, and she held her arm out for me to see. The elf girl was right, the wound was incredibly small, but I still didn't like her trying to keep it from everyone. But you need to tell us when you're injured, I frowned.
I know, I just wanted to go check on the eggs first. My arm is fine. Here.
Cass walked over. She dug into her satchel, and then she pulled out some salve and rubbed it on Asta's wound.
This will have that little cut healed in no time. Thank you.
The elf girl smiled. Then the girls and I headed into the cavern where Ira was, and I quickly looked around to assess the damage.
It doesn't look like any of the eggs fell, thank goodness.
Ira said as she swiped some of the blood off her face.
I tried to be careful, but this asshole didn't seem to care either way.
Mine didn't either.
You'd think they'd be more careful with their merchandise.
I glanced around until I found the little dragon in the cage. He was still on the desk to my right, but the cage was knocked over now, and it was pressed up against the bottom of it in an effort to stay off the ice.
Oh no!
Asta frowned as she followed me.
Poor little guy.
Hi, I said as we walked up. We're here to help. I'm going to get you out of here. Just as I reached the table, Svas landed on it and looked up at me before she walked over to the cage. The little yellow dragon glanced back at me and frowned. I knew she was upset she'd given away our presents, but I simply smiled and reached down to stroke my hand down her back. I undid the door to the cage, but instead of reaching in, I allowed Svas to go inside and nuzzle the little dragon. It was bright green, with dark blue eyes and a dark blue belly to match. It was beautiful, but clearly scared, though Svas's presence seemed to help with that. The little yellow female was trying to assure him it was all right, and I appreciated her desire to help. I couldn't help the smile that came over my face as the little dragon followed Svas back out of the cage and onto the table. Would you, like to get on my shoulder? I asked the little green male. I know the ice is very cold.
Here.
Cass said, and she pulled a scarf out of her bottomless satchel. Oh, thank you. I told her as I took the scarf, laid it on the table, and then looked at the little dragon. It's okay. This will keep you warm. The small green reptile hesitantly walked over to the scarf, sniffed it, and then curled up and laid down in it. Before I could even blink, Svas was right next to him, and she curled her yellow body around his to help keep him warm, though she was barely bigger than he was. Good job, I told her with a smile. Can you two stay here for a little bit while we clean up and look around? We'll get you to your family as soon as we're done. Svas nodded, and the little green dragon looked up at me with dark blue eyes. Then he yawned and laid his head on Svas's back. I'll take that as a yes.
There must be close to 60 eggs here.
Ira put her hands on her hips and shook her head as she looked around.
I can't believe this.
I know. It's awful.
What should we do with all of them?
Cass asked as she bit her lip. I don't know yet. I pursed my lips and looked down at the blood-soaked ground. Let's get these giants out of here first so we can look around.
Good idea,
Ira said, and she grabbed onto one of the giant's arms while Asta grabbed his legs. Cass and I handled the other giant, and soon the two of them were all out in the tunnel, and the room was clear, except for the blood on the floor. I walked around and looked at the eggs on the shelves. There were so many, and each was uniquely beautiful. It was a shame to think they'd all been stolen away from their families. I couldn't feel anything coming from them, so it seemed they were dormant. But just to be sure, I wanted to hold each egg before we tried to put them into storage.
What do you feel?
Cass asked, and she walked up behind me.
I don't feel anything. I think they're dormant, at least for now. They're in a deep sleep.
That's good, right?
I don't know. I shook my head. It's hard to think anything about this is good.
I understand.
I want to be the one to pack them. That way I can hold each of them and make sure they're dormant.
I think that's a good idea.
Cass nodded.
I know with magic, sometimes it's better to touch something to sense its properties.
I nodded, but her use of the word magic gave me pause for a moment. I'd never considered myself magical, and it was still new for me to think I had any sort of abilities. Besides, I always felt magic was completely out of my reach, and that it would be something people had to work hard to achieve. My abilities with dragons came so naturally that there didn't seem to be anything magical about it, at least not to me. Let's see what else we can find around here. The girls dispersed and started to walk around the small icy room to try and find anything that would give us some inkling as to what the Elf King was up to. This seemed like such a strange place to keep dragon eggs, and I wondered if the cold helped them go into a dormant state. It might make sense, considering dragons were typically fire-breathing creatures who liked heat. Perhaps this was why the frost giants had brought them here in the first place, because their home made a great place to store dragon eggs. There were at least 10 shelves in the dome-like area of the cavern, and each shelf was packed with dragon eggs leaned up against each other. As I walked around, I admired each egg and imagined its family and where it came from. Even with how many eggs there were here, though, I still didn't see any speckled ones, like Blar's egg had been. In all of our travels, and with how many dragons we'd saved, I figured I would have found at least one egg that looked like his, or one other dragon with his same shape, but I still had yet to come across any that looked even remotely similar to him. All the dragons we'd seen looked like Inga and Ufe. Of course, each of them was beautiful and wonderful, but I still wondered where Blar came from. The only other dragon that looked remotely like him was Nidhogg, and nobody in all the realms knew where he came from, not with how old he was. The room we were in was small, and with how it was built, I couldn't imagine there were any secret areas. But, then again, I hadn't expected there to be a cavern at the end of this tunnel either. So I looked all around to see if I could spot anything that might lead to somewhere else. But I didn't see any other doors besides the one we'd come through. Suddenly Blar landed on my shoulder, and I could sense the little dragon's sadness. He wrapped his lower half around me and clipped his back feet on my hip to steady himself as I reached up and rubbed his chin. "As I know, buddy," I told him with a smile, "but we're going to get them back home." As much as I could sense Blar's emotions and understand him, I didn't know exactly what he was thinking, and I wondered if he was thinking about his own history, just like I was. The little dragon had to wonder where he came from, especially since I'd been boiling him to eat when he hatched. Then again, I had no idea how long ago he'd been stolen, so I didn't know if he was able to recall anything before he hatched. The little dragon we'd just taken back to Alfheim from the Council's chambers had been able to feel inside of his shell, but he'd also been incredibly close to hatching. Now, there's no way to tell when Blar was stolen. It could have been centuries ago, for all I knew, but I wouldn't let that stop me from trying to find his family. Of course, I was his family, and he was mine, and something deep inside told me we were meant to be together. But I thought he deserved to at least know where he came from.
"Wrath,"
Asta said, and her voice cracked with emotion. "What's wrong?" I asked, and I rushed over to where the white-haired elf girl sat on the floor. I knelt down next to her and saw a light pink egg on her lap, and she looked up at me with golden eyes filled with tears.
"It's cracked,"
she sniffled, and she turned the egg slightly so I could see a huge break in the shell on the side of it. "Oh, fuck.
Is the baby okay?"
Asta asked, and she bit her lip to try and hold back tears. "I don't know." I shook my head.
"What are we going to do?"
the elf girl asked as a hot tear ran down her cheek. "We're going to fix it." I just wasn't sure how yet.